Hello. No one.
Hello.
Hello. Hello. This is Dominic returning your call from customer support.
Who?
For customer support, we're a third-party call center that serves multiple products, and you left your number for us to give you a call back.
Oh, this was earlier.
Okay, yes, sir. We've been very busy.
They charged me on my credit card, and I don't want this whatever it is, book or whatever they talked me into.
Okay, may I have your zip code so I can take a look into your account for you?
07045.
Okay, give me 1 second, okay? Okay, and your first and last name?
Michael Samaro.
Okay, thank you so much for that. I do see an account for you. Do you mind verifying that shipping address?
Yeah, what was that all about anyway?
Well, I would, you have to verify your shipping address for me to see exactly what that was.
Well, they're charging me for something that I didn't order.
Okay, yes, sir. Can you verify your shipping address so I can take a look into that for you?
Could you remove them from my account? Can you pay me, you know, put them back in my... You put 2 weeks in a row in.
Yes, sir. I would need you to verify that shipping address for me so I can take a look into that.
You want my address?
Yes, sir.
136 Changebridge Road, Unit H1 in Montville, New Jersey.
Okay, so yes, sir, I do see where you went in on October 31st and placed that order for that wallet.
I placed the order for the wallet. I didn't place the order for whatever that you're charging me for, $39.
Okay, so yes, sir. I can get this canceled for you, but I do have to advise you that you was being charged $39.93 because it does state in the terms and conditions that the customer orders a free gift, paying only shipping.
They didn't say that I was gonna have to pay $39 a month.
Yes, sir. I have to explain it to you. Let me explain. Customer orders a free gift, paying only shipping, which then enrolls them into a monthly gadget club where they receive a $125 voucher through their email to make purchases through the online factory direct store until they cancel. So when you went in and placed that order for the wallet, paying just $7.97, you did have 24 to 48 hours to call in and get that canceled before you was enrolled into a membership. But I can get this canceled for you.
I want it canceled, of course, and I want my money back.
Okay, give me one.
They never said anything about me having to pay that kind of money. They told me I was getting a free gift if I paid the shipping.
Yes, sir. It did state it in the terms and conditions, but I'm getting this canceled for you, okay?
No, you take it off. I don't want, you know, and I don't want it. So just cross my name off or whatever you have to do.
Okay, yes, sir. So this would be considered a valid charge, and I can offer a 35% refund on that.
I want all my refund, not 35%.
Okay, give me 1 second. Let me see what I can do. And then also, I am only able to handle the most recent charge, but the other charge that you're talking regarding to...
I'm not paying for any of
that. Sir, if you let me explain.
What's there to explain? You never told me this in the beginning.
Sir, I'm only able to handle the most recent charge, but the other charge you're talking in regarding to, after I handle this recent charge, I will send you over to a supervisor in regarding that other charge, okay?
What other card?
The other charge.
Oh, I got two months of charge, 2 weeks, I mean.
Yes, sir, I know. That's why I said I was going to send you over to a supervisor regarding that other charge.
And I want to send me an email that it was canceled.
Okay, and the most that I can refund is a 50% refund on a $39.93.
No, I don't want 50. I want it all.
Well, yes, sir. They will consider this a valid charge.
What's that got to do with it was a valid card? You never told me about it.
Yes, sir. It did state it in the terms of condition.
No, when I ordered it, it did not say anything about it. It just said I had to pay shipping, not about charging me $39 a week.
Yes, sir.
I'm a retired man. I can't afford all this stuff. I'm on Social Security.
Yes, sir. But go ahead.
I want it all back.
Yes, sir. The most I can refund is 50%. I'm sorry about
what
that.
What did I just say, ma'am?
That's the most that I can refund, sir.
Well, you're going to have to let me talk to someone. And I want an email address, email sent to me.
That this
is canceled.
Yes, sir. I can give you a cancellation confirmation, but the most I can refund is 50%, and I am capable of handling
the call. Just give me an email confirmation on my computer, and I'll print it out when I get it.
Okay, give me one second.
That you're...
Okay, I am getting 50% of that $39.90.
All right, you give me whatever. I'm calling my credit card company anyway.
Okay, give me one second.
Do I speak to someone about this or what?
I am handling the most recent charge for you, but I'm going to get you sent over to a supervisor regarding the other charge, okay? And I'm just going to go. Yes, sir. I'm going to go ahead and refund the full $39.93. And then I'm sending you over to a supervisor, okay?
You're giving me a refund, $39.90, whatever?
Yes, the full amount, yes, sir.
Yeah, and what about the second one?
I'm sending you over to a supervisor regarding that charge because I'm only able to handle the most recent one.
All right. I just want to make sure you send me an email.
Okay, give me one second.
You got my email address?
Give me one second. I'm getting this canceled.
Where are you? Out in California?
Yes, sir.
I figured you got a 3-hour difference.
Okay, so I'm almost finished getting you canceled, okay?
All right.
Okay, so I did go ahead and get you fully canceled. Are you ready for that number? That confirmation?
You're going to send it to my email?
Yes, I'm just going to come to your email, but I can also provide it over the phone, too, if you would like it.
What do you want me to do?
I'm sorry?
What do you need?
You can just write it down if you like.
I want it on my on email.
Okay, so yes, sir, that refund confirmation will come to your email. So I did go ahead and...
You have my email?
Yes, sir, we do.
You do? What is it?
It's Michael. Is your first name, last name, at yahoo.com?
Yes, it is.
Okay, so yes, sir, we do have that on file. And I did go ahead and get you fully canceled out and you fully refunded of that most recent charge. And I'm getting you sent over to a supervisor regarding the other charge, okay?
Okay.
Okay, give me one second.
All right.
Okay, I'm sending you over now. Thank you for calling customer support.
What is the name of this company anyway?
We're a third-party call center that serves multiple companies and multiple products.
You're what?
We're a third-party call center that serves multiple companies and multiple products.
And what are they charging $39 a week for?
So that was because you was enrolled into a monthly membership.
A monthly membership to what? That's what I'm trying to find out.
It was for it enrolled you into the TaylorMade Fit app. It's an app on your phone to help you lose weight.
I didn't get anything about losing weight. Nobody said anything about that.
Yes, sir. It should have been sent to your email. If it's not in your email, check your junk folder or spam.
You guys spammed me. That's what you did.
Okay, so I'm getting you sent over to a supervisor. Thank you for calling customer support.
Thank you very much for your help.
You're welcome.